The Book of 2 Kings, Chapter 2. And it came to pass, when Yahweh was to take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray you, for Yahweh has sent me as far as Bethel." And Elisha said, "As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said to him, "Do you know that Yahweh will take away your master from your head today?" And he said, "Yes, I know it. Hold your peace." And Elijah said to him, "Elisha, tarry here, I pray you, for Yahweh has sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came near to Elisha, and said to him, "Do you know that Yahweh will take away your master from your head today?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Hold your peace." And Elijah said to him, "Tarry here, I pray you, for Yahweh has sent me to the Jordan." And he said, "As Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." And both of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood across from them far off, and both of them stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and struck the waters, and they were divided here and there, so that both of them went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I will do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be so to you. But if not, it will not be so." And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that, look, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which separated them both apart. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and struck the waters, and said, "Where is Yahweh, the God of Elijah, even he?" And when he had struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho across from him saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said to him, "Look now, there are with your slaves 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray you, and seek your master, in case the spirit of Yahweh has taken him up, and cast him on some mountain, or into some valley." And he said, "You will not send." And when they urged him until he was ashamed, he said, "Send." They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but did not find him. And they came back to him while he tarried at Jericho. And he said to them, "Didn't I say to you, don't go?" And the men of the city said to Elisha, "Look, we pray you, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord sees. But the water is bad, and the land miscarries." And he said, "Bring me a new cruse, and put salt in it." And they brought it to him. And he went forth to the spring of the waters, and cast salt in it, and said, "Thus says Yahweh, I have healed these waters. There will not be from there any more death or miscarrying." So the waters were healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha which he spoke. And he went up from there to Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth young lads out of the city, and mocked him, and said to him, "Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head." And he looked behind him, and saw them, and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the forest, and tore 42 lads of them. And he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria.